Today's Growing Your Faith verse of the day comes from Luke chapter 19, verses 45 and 46. If you've not already signed up to join us in reading through the Bible together during Holy Week, we have special things to email you every single day. So go to myfaithradio.com and don't miss any of the installments this week, reading through the Bible together during Holy Week. Luke 19, verses 45 and 46. Then Jesus entered the temple and began to drive out the people selling animals for sacrifices. And he said to them, "The scriptures declare, 'My temple will be a house of prayer. You have turned it into a den of thieves.'" So hopefully you spent time yesterday worshiping with others and acknowledging that Jesus entered Jerusalem on what we consider Palm Sunday, the triumphal entry. Hopefully you cried out to God, the God who saves us, and hopefully you spent some time crying out that God would save. Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Today, we follow Jesus into the temple, and I want you to just imagine that moment for a moment. Imagine that moment for a moment, because we're talking here about the second temple, right? This is Herod's temple. It's a massive complex. It would have dominated it would be the central figure. It still is. The Temple Mount, still the central figure in Jerusalem. But in the days in which we're talking, in the days of Jesus, we're talking about a temple that is reconstructed. Now, you know sort of the glory or the splendor of Solomon's temple, but that temple was destroyed. And when it was restored, there was some disappointment. But then Herod the Great saw to the construction of the second temple. And the second temple is what's in view here, I mean, as a physical structure, when Jesus rides into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday. It's the temple where Jesus would have been presented when he was just a few days old. The stories of Simeon and Anna come forward here. This is the temple where Jesus' worried parents found him when he was 12 years old. And he's like, you know, why were you even looking for me? I mean, I'm in my father's house doing the father's business. This is the temple where Jesus taught frequently and healed. Think of Solomon's portico. Think of the stories you know that take place at the beautiful gate. This is that temple. The curtain of this temple would be torn in two from top to bottom, and the Holy of Holies laid bare. As the one who today enters the temple as Jesus is soon going to be revealed as the reality of God, not only with us, but the Savior of the world, the one who makes the way for you and I to enter into the presence of a holy God. Yeah, we're sinners, but his righteousness is imputed to those who believe in his name. So Jesus is ultimately the temple. And so, like, you have to, like, get all of that into your mind when you think about this moment of Jesus walking into the temple. And so I just encourage you today to think about covenant theology and all that is unfolded by God in the scriptures of the Old and New Testaments in relationship to the temple, and the things that Jesus experiences and other people experience in the presence of Jesus at the temple throughout the course of his life. And then during this Holy Week, I just going to invite you to see Jesus. Just see Jesus this week. See Jesus walking and praying and knowing what lies ahead. Jesus spending time with his dearest friends, making the journey at the end of every day back to Bethany to spend the night at the home of Mary and Martha and Lazarus, eating and teaching. In those quiet moments, what's going through his mind as he's watching his disciples, the people he loves best in the world, or his mom. See Jesus getting alone with the Father this week. See him preparing his friends for something that none of us could really actually imagine if we had been there. That he would be crucified. Go slow this week. Take it in. This is the week that changed the world. Is it possible it could change you?